The Dalata Hotel Group GAA Under-20 Football Championship.
On Off the Ball.
Brought to you by Dalata Hotel Group.
Now, the Dalata Hotel Group Leinster Under-20 Football Championship quarterfinals are later on this week. And ahead of those games, delighted to say we're joined in studio by Charlie McMorrow from the Dublin Under-20 Football Team, and the Dalata Hotel Group GAA Under-20 Football Championship on Off the Ball is brought to you by the Dalata Hotel Group Difference Maker, hashtag Difference Makers. Charlie, you're welcome and hope things are going well. It's been a busy time for you. You haven't had too much of a break over the off-season. How are things going for you so far this season with Dublin?
Yeah, great. It was nice to get back in with the lads. Like, we've been together for 3 or 4 years now. So yeah, we're ready to get going and hopefully we can kind of show what we can do later in the championship.
Yeah, it's been some year for you. Just to go back maybe prior to the Dublin Under-20 campaign starting for you in the club run with Coola. What was that like as a younger player to be involved with a Coola team that went all the way to the All-Ireland title?
Yeah, like, I suppose growing up, kind of hurling was always the main sport in Coola, and it still is plays a major part. But yeah, it was great to see the football kind of getting a good run and being with the old lads like Mick Fitz and stuff, mentoring us along the way was great. It's been an amazing experience.
And just on the leadership qualities that those players have, the likes of Michael Fitzsimons and Conor Callaghan on your club team as well, what sort of learnings do you take from those players that really do make a difference in matches like that when it's close down the stretch? What sort of learnings did you take from that?
Yeah, like, I suppose our main kind of learning throughout the year was that not to get too high or not to get too low. Like, it was trying to keep a level head throughout the games and trying to keep as clear a thought as possible in your head, going into the kind of the later stages in the game, which kind of did show us a bit of challenges this year, especially in the second half. But yeah, no, it was great to have those guys kind of leading us through in those tight stages and matches.
Yeah, and you got your Leinster and All-Ireland medals into the back pocket after that, and now targeting another Leinster medal with Dublin in the Under-20 Championship. Difficult enough start with the loss to Meath in the opening round, but you've bounced back nicely since then.
Yeah, it was a tough loss. We were kind of not really at where we wanted to be after that match. But we've worked on a lot of things since that match, and I think we're in a really good place to show what we know we can do and kind of prove ourselves justice in a way.
Yeah, and in terms of the mood in the camp, Charlie, after that loss to Meath in the first round, what changed, or did anything change then heading into the next two games against Offaly and Westmeath, both of which that you won? But did anything change, or leaders stepping up obviously in the group at that point as well, I'm sure?
Yeah, it was, I suppose, going to the dressing room after, there was a lot of kind of disappointment in the way we didn't show ourselves or didn't play as well as we know we can. But yeah, no, it was just kind of keeping a level head and knowing that this isn't the be-all and end-all, and we have two more matches to kind of two or three matches to kind of show what we can do. And yeah, it's exciting to be able to do that in the next few matches.
Yeah, hopefully. And talk to us about the Dublin squad, Charlie, because obviously we've seen all the players come through to the senior team over the last number of years. How would you describe the current Dublin Under-20 group?
Yeah, I've been involved in the last couple of years, luckily enough, and a few of the lads are kind of making a good impression of themselves currently in the Dublin seniors. And yeah, this is really, really good team. There's our squad is amazing, like the talent we have coming off the bench and the legs we can bring on is really important. And yeah, no, it's a really special group of lads. I know we can do good things if we perform.
And I'm sure difference makers and leaders all around the team that have been well established over the last few years, because you've stuck together as a panel over the last few years as best you can.
Yeah, no, a few of the lads have been involved for a good few years now, and they kind of know, like, that we haven't done ourselves justice. And yeah, we're really eager to kind of right a few wrongs over the last few years and really give this year a good crack.
Well, you're looking for that Leinster title. You haven't won at Dublin since 2020. In terms of the overall importance attached to trying to get underage titles on the board and then progress through to senior, because I'm sure you as a young player looking up to the senior team over the last few years would be keen to make that step up and emulate some of those players that have claimed Sam Maguire's over the last few years.
Yeah, like the last three, four years Dublin have been pretty close, but we haven't got over the line, so it'd be nice to kind of do what we all want to do and make ourselves proud and the county proud also. Yeah, it's kind of been, it's a long time coming, so hopefully this is the year we can give it a go.
And do you see yourself, Charlie, now as a leader in the group? Have you taken confidence from that club run with Coola that you can really bring a sense of experience and leadership now to the Dublin under 20 team?
Yeah, like I wouldn't be in the change room or the minutes before the match, I wouldn't be the loudest person. Like I'd kind of try and have a few more calming words, but yeah, we've got a lot of great leaders who are really capable of stepping up in big moments and helping kind of drag lads along with them as well. So yeah, it's not, we have a solid core of lads, and yeah, it's not really down to one person, but yeah, we're all kind of in it together.
Yeah, and just talk to us then about the choreography of it all then. Once the club campaign concluded with Coola, you were almost straight back in with the Dublin under-20s.
Yeah, I suppose a lot of people would think that you'd love a break, which I did get two weeks or so, but yeah, I was really, really eager to get back on, to get back in with the lads and give this year a good crack, because they're, as I said, like, they're friends for life, and we really have stuck together in a really tight unit, so it'd be really nice to give it a go, yeah.
And obviously you were playing under the new rules with Dublin, but the old rules with Coola from last year, did you find the adjustment difficult because you didn't have a whole lot of time to get used to them?
Yeah, it was difficult initially. Like a few of the kind of things you're taught from young age, like not handing the ball back was a bit tough, but yeah, it took around a week or so, but yeah, it kind of suits our team in a way. We like to move the ball fast, so the new rules kind of suit us in that sense.
Do you think the new rules suit you as a player as well, because you're a versatile player, you've played in a few different positions? Do you think that maybe the more open nature of things suits you?
Yeah, that's a part of my game that I really have worked on the last year or two. I love like adding a bit of pace and stuff like the rest of the lads on the team. So yeah, I think it's, first of all, it's really exciting for people to watch, and also as players, we love being able to attack and kind of show our athleticism.
And do you feel it has offered you a chance maybe when you do play in that half back line or the midfield to get forward a little bit more?
Yeah, I suppose it's the less crowded nature of the defence really kind of encourages people to go forward and add pace to the game. And yeah, I believe that's part of my game that I've really improved in the last few years.
And do you feel that's something that you can use to really influence matches now, is getting up there and getting scores on the board?
Yeah, like as I said earlier, our team is really good at that kind of attacking in numbers, like the rest of the teams in Leinster Championship. But yeah, it's part of our game where we're really focused on, and we really want to kind of show in the next week or so.
And talk to us then, Charlie, about the Leinster Championship as a whole. We've got Meath against Wexford, Longford against Westmeath, and the other two quarterfinals on Wednesday, and then you're down in Baltinglass for a meeting with Wicklow. But it has been quite an open competition, and generally the winners of the Leinster Championship have tended to do quite well in the All-Ireland series.
Yeah, like the underage Leinster Championships are amazing. It never really goes to script. There's always teams coming out of the blocks really fast, and teams coming up a bit later and showing themselves really good in the later parts of the championship. But yeah, no, it's really exciting. We've obviously had a tough start to the group, but we're kind of getting on track now, which is good. And yeah, we're really excited for Wicklow now in Baltinglass.
Down in Baltinglass, it's going to be a good occasion. We saw the senior team down in Ockram at the weekend, and they were pushed pretty hard by Wicklow in that game as well. What are you expecting from Wicklow on Wednesday?
Yeah, another really tight affair. I played them 2 years ago there in Baltinglass with the 20s, and it wasn't easy. We were pushed to the pin of our collars, and like when the Wicklow home crowd, and it's a bit of a cauldron down there. So yeah, it's going to be another tough affair, and we're looking forward to it. All right.
And is that something you enjoy now as a Dublin player, is getting to these regional grounds? I think as Desi Farrell put it after the game yesterday, and getting out there and experiencing matches in those conditions.
Yeah, definitely. Like it's a big test going down to these regional grounds and having the team's crowd kind of against you in a way. But yeah, no, it's a big test, and we've seen it now in Offaly how much that can impact the game. And yeah, I feel like we're in a good place to deal with that now, and we've got the nerves out.
And the Dublin under-20 setup, it looks like you're really enjoying your football in there, and with Coola as well. The pace that you've added to the games that you've played for both club and county, do you feel like that it's an environment in which you can thrive now, and especially then add the new rules onto that as well, that you're improving as a player all the time?
Yeah, this as I said, the management team and the team we have this year, we're continually pushing ourselves. There's lads pushing for places, and that obviously makes you a better footballer, as you're more kind of, you want to make your impact in the game as much as the other lads do. So yeah, like we've a great setup this year, and it's you can see everyone's improving and everyone's really wanting to push on and show their talents, and yeah, kind of prove their worth to the team.
And do you speak about goals as a group before the start of the year, in terms we want to win the Leinster Championship, we want to win the All-Ireland, or is it a case of taking each game as it comes?
Yeah, we didn't really kind of speak about goals. We just kind of keep trying to emphasise the point that, like, if we perform, we know we're good enough to beat any team in the country. So it's not really a case of setting out goals as per se, but just trying to do ourselves proud and play the game we know we can, and we know the results will come after that.
And it's been a really exciting grade overall, the Under-20 Championship. We've had some surprise winners, you could say, the All-Ireland over the last number of years. And I'm sure when you sit in the dressing room at the start of the year, is it a case of thinking, you know, if we do get a little bit of form here, there's a chance to go on a really good run and maybe all the way?
Yeah, 100%. Like, the last 2 years have been tough. We've been knocked out fairly early. So yeah, we know that it's a good chance for us this year. We know we have the team to do it. And yeah, like, it's just every match comes, and we just need to be prepared for it and show ourselves, or prove ourselves. Jesus, I don't know why I'm fumbling here.
And for yourself, Charlie, you're studying at the moment, you're in your first year in UCD. What are you studying again?
I'm studying physiotherapy.
Yeah, how have you found to balance your academic commitments alongside all the football over the last few months?
Yeah, it is tough, but thankfully I'm in first year, so it's not as demanding as I'm sure other lads have it. But yeah, no, I'm enjoying it and trying to get the balance right as much as I can.
And as a player now, thinking about maybe the future, I know you've got so much football on that it's hard to look too far ahead, but is the ambition to go on into the Dublin senior team?
Yeah, look, in the future, it is a goal of mine. It's been a goal of mine since I was a kid. So yeah, hopefully in the future I'll get some chance. But yeah, kind of focus on 20s and cool at the moment, and trying to do as well as I can.
Yeah, well, you've got plenty on your plate for now. But Charlie, thanks very much for coming into us, and best of luck on Wednesday night, Charlie. That's Charlie McMorrow of the Dublin Under-20 football team speaking to us ahead of their Dalata Hotel Group Leinster Under-20 football quarterfinal against Wicklow on Wednesday night. The other two quarterfinals are Leinster Meath against Wexford, and it's Longford against Westmeath. Both of those games are on Wednesday night as well. And the Dalata Hotel Group GAA Under-20 football championship on Off the Ball is brought to you by the Dalata Hotel Group. Hashtag difference makers.
The Dalata Hotel Group GAA Under-20 Football Championship on Off the Ball. Brought to you by Dalata Hotel Group.